It's not been a question for 100 years, not since 1923, when it took 9 rounds of voting to elect Frederick Gillett as Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Please raise your right hand. Which you're
Every
doing.
Time since, it's been decided on the first vote. But 2023 is possibly going to be very different. The presumptive Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has been lobbying his fellow Republicans since the midterm election, but he still seems short of votes.
McCarthy, do you have the votes for Speaker locked in tomorrow?
I think we're going to have a good day tomorrow.
There will be 222 Republicans sworn in. McCarthy needs 218 of them to vote for him to become Speaker. 5 on the far right have already said they will never vote for him. So McCarthy has made some concessions, promising to change the rules so just 5 representatives can call for a vote to remove him from leadership. Right now, it would take a majority of Republicans. He's also pledged to create committees to investigate the Justice Department over its investigation of former President Donald Trump and a committee focused on competing with China. But 7 additional Republicans released a letter saying it's still not enough.
Once Republicans do elect the Speaker, it seems unlikely they'll be able to pass significant legislation because Democrats control the Senate and the White House. What they can do, though, is try to obstruct President Joe Biden's agenda and launch investigations.
I think they are fine with being able to do more oversight and want, you know, the White House to answer questions about Afghanistan, want to talk about coronavirus. Where did it come from? Did the government have anything to do with it?
Much of the agenda will depend on who is handed the gavel.
Are you prepared to make more concessions in exchange for more support?
As of now, no one seems sure that it will be Kevin McCarthy. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.